Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
105.3 FM HD2, Kenner, New Orleans. This is Tom Fitzmaurice with the second course of The Food Show. It's our program of eating, restaurants, cooking, wine, food, not-so-food, hamburgers, fries, candy bars, noodles, bananas, garlic, sardines. We could go on and on and on. But the point is that if it's about food, it's about us, and it's about time that you give us a call and tell us where you've been eating, and we'd love to know. As you probably have been able to tell, I am pretty free with just doling out my conversation for us much longer than probably is necessary or desirable. But I would be very, very, very happy to back off a little bit and shut up for a few minutes if it meant that I could get you on to tell us just where you've been eating lately and what you love to eat and what you think is totally overrated and what restaurants you think are really ignored by people that that are much, much better than people know that they are. So call us, would you? We really appreciate anything you've got along those lines. Even if it's something that happened a long time ago, we still like to talk about it. I can tell you that because particularly when we do the program on Saturdays and Sundays, I hear back from people who want to know about restaurants that haven't been open for 20, 30 years. And it's interesting to remember some of those because it's a big picture of our society in general, and it tells you things that you might never have thought of before. Anyway, we love talking about that today. We're coming to you live from the Roosevelt Hotel. If you happen to be downtown or you can think of a good excuse to come downtown, the Roosevelt is over here and excuse me, on the first block of Canal Street, off of Canal Street, on Barone Street on one side and O'Keefe on the other side. You can just pick either one of them. You can enter in that way. There is one of the best bars in the city here, in the Sazerac Bar. They make the Sazerac to a wonderful degree of goodness. But they also do some offbeat cocktails like the Ramos Gin Fizz. This is a very old cocktail that was very popular 100 years ago and has its following now. It's not like nobody ever orders it. It's kind of hard to make it, so you have to do some work. So anyway, there's all that going on over here, and plus this new promotion that they have starting tonight. You'll be among the first people to get this. It happens every Tuesday night, and it is called simply Burgers and Bubbles. So hamburgers, unusual hamburgers in some cases, and bubbles of real, actual French champagne from the Champagne region. And they are kicking that off tonight. So we're going to see that. And as soon as I finish up, I'm going to eat me one and see what it's like. The most expensive one on the menu, and I better tell you that this is not typical of the prices that they are asking for. But it would be for that because it has an ingredient in it that is very expensive. As a matter of fact, it has two of them, foie gras and black truffles. And that gives you a hamburger that sells for $47, I think they said. I think that's right. Anyway, it's a great place to be. If you've never been to the Roosevelt or haven't been in a long time, it's not just something you come and visit every Christmas time. It's always got something going on all the rest of the year. Our number is 260-6368. Anything you want to talk about is always game for me. And I kind of wish that you would give us a call, 260-6368. If you don't know what to say, call anyway, and you'll find magically, I mean, no kidding, that you suddenly do have some very interesting ideas and are very good about putting them into words. So let us hear from you. It'd be a fun thing to perk up your day in case you need that. Even if you don't need it, it would be the day that you called and went on the air on the radio. Why not? And if you don't like the idea of going on the radio and talking with who knows who, I invite you to send email to me at tom@nomenu.com, T-O-M at N-O-M-E-N-U.com, and I would be very happy to answer anything you send me or read what it is that you wanted to put your opinion out for. 260-6368 is our number. Email address tom@nomenu.com. But for goodness sake, let us hear from you, would you, please? We'd love to hear from you. 260. Listen to all those people who are having a good time in here right now. And they just barely opened for the day. In fact, I'm not 100% sure they are open. But the hamburger thing begins tonight, so if you want to be among the first to get a load of that, I think it'll be pretty interesting. 260-6368. Call right now. You'll get right in. Today in my newsletter, if you go to nomenu.com for that, just simple nomenu.com, my wife and I had a really nice day yesterday. It was our anniversary, 30th year, and we went back to the hotel and the restaurant where we went just right after the wedding reception, basically, and where we go every year. And the most interesting news to me is that she got me again with the pizza thing. She's been doing this for years, my wife has. She somehow sneaks a pizza into my life one way or another. It gets delivered to where I am. It's at the office. It shows up. Last night it came out at the hotel, at the restaurant in the hotel, right in the middle of the first course. Where'd this pizza come from, I ask. She's laughing. She gets away with it every time. She fools me every time. There's a metaphor in there somewhere, but I'm not sure where. 260-6368. Boy, we'd love to hear from you. Call us, would you? 260-6368. If you've had anything really good to eat lately, if you've had anything that's just okay and you'd like it to get better, if you have a gripe about the restaurant business, you know, any of this, is we're always looking for it, and not just to fill space on the radio, but also so we could find out what really is good out there. There's plenty of it. All you have to do is look for it. Coming up a little bit later, any time would be fine, would be Chef Andrea. He wants to pay a visit with us today. And anything else on your mind, again, I tell you, if you have something you want to talk about, but nobody else has brought the subject up, you need not worry about that. It doesn't matter. Just call us and we'll put you right on, and it'll fit right in perfectly and beautifully. And thank you very much for calling, too. 260-6368. I say 260-6368. Call us, would you? What else do we have to discuss? Well, I'll have to reveal the name of the restaurant where we went last night to get, maybe not. Someone asked me not long ago, it's funny because this was where we wound up, about a salad that they remember getting over at the Windsor Court years ago. And the news about this is that salad, that same salad, although they've jiggled it around a little bit, I think they maybe ought to rethink some of the kinds of greens that they're using. A little too thick, a little too much what's that one? That iceberg lettuce. The worst lettuce of them all for making salads, at least in my opinion. Anyway, what was I? Wait a minute. I was going somewhere with that, and I've completely forgotten what it was. But anyhow, we had one of those last night. And just completely by coincidence, somebody asked me about this about 3 days ago. The Windsor Court salad, what is that anyway? And I have a quick, easy answer for you. It is exactly exactly the same as a Cobb salad, with one exception, and that is that the Windsor Court salad doesn't have the chicken in it. A Cobb salad would have quite a bit of chicken in it. The rest of the ingredients are right there. Hello, welcome back. It's the Food Show. This is Tom Fitzmaurice, and it's great to be here with you talking about our food in our city that has been recognized a lot lately in magazines and other places as having been picked by a variety of surveys as the best city in America for people who like to eat. Well, there we are. I've been telling you that for years. But, you know, we're the home team, and that's makes it suspect, I guess. 260-6368 is our telephone number. And we'd very much love to hear from you about where you have been eating and where you'd like to go, or what do you find yourself changing in the way that you dine, whether it's inside or outside in your own home, or out on the road, or in a restaurant somewhere? Any places really stand out to you lately that you've really enjoyed trying? Do yourself, not just yourself, a favor, but also all the people who are listening to us. They would love to hear about this. Last night at the hotel where my wife and I were having dinner, there were two tables of people who were freshly in town. They had just come in a few hours earlier, and they were planning on spending two or three or four days here in New Orleans, just make tons of things. And we got to talking with them, and back and forth about all kinds of stuff. Where are the art museums? Where do you go if you want to just look at the lake? And what's the best place to check out the river? And what's the best restaurant in town? And all of that. I love giving out that kind of advice, because it makes me suggest that, or it would seem to me, that people who come here genuinely are very enthralled by the kinds of things that we have to offer here in our city. And I always love helping them out with that so that they find the best of it and avoid the worst. You ever do that, or is that just one of my curiosities? We'd love to hear from you about that, or anything else at all. I mean that. No matter what we're talking about at any given moment, if you have something else you want to talk about, you don't have to wait. You don't have to just throw away the idea. Just call us, and as soon as your call comes in, we will put you on the air, and then you can tell me anything that's on your mind. And I really, really welcome that. Beyond welcome it, I would just love to hear from you about this, because we don't have much of a show without our listeners. You know, if it's just me doing it, I'm sure you've noticed it. If it's just me talking, it's boring as all get out. I can't even listen to it. But we're always hearing new things and interesting things from folks who have run into some great eating. So share it with us, would you please? 260-6368. That's 260-MENU. If you call right now, you'll get right in. And what else can we do for you? Anything at all. It's all wide open. Let's see. I was mentioning the Windsor Court salad earlier and the Cobb salad. The Cobb salad has always been interesting to me because it's something that if you look around New Orleans for it, you will find it here and there under that name. But not too often, and not always. It is not something that is easily found in restaurants, although it very much is a restaurant item. It's a mixture of, just in no particular order, radishes, blue cheese, bacon, chicken, if you're making an entree out of it. It's a salad, after all. But anyway, there are, now let's see. Now I'm starting to run out of, there's blue cheese, always blue cheese in there. You might have some other cheeses in there, particularly Parmesan cheese would fit in pretty well. And if I give it a little more, there's spinach and tomatoes and avocados. Oh, very important ingredients. And the way this is put together is that everything is cut to a uniform size. It's kind of dice, and it's cut up into little size, into small pieces, and then each layer, each ingredient has its own layer in a glass bowl, and it's presented at the table, and you see all the different colors stratifying themselves, and then they toss it at the table and they serve it. It really is a good salad. It was invented by a guy by the name of Bob Cobb, hence the name Cobb Salad. He had a restaurant called the Brown Derby in Los Angeles. This was a restaurant that was shaped like an actual huge hat. And it was very famous for that. And when they went out of business, they put a big sign out that said, "For sale, we'll renovate to to suit." Oh, look, Ricky is calling us over here on the green phone, followed by Michael. Ricky, come on in.
Hey, Tom.
Hi there. Thanks for calling.
I'm glad to call, and I'm sitting here thinking about an old restaurant I used to go to when I was young, and it was on Haines Boulevard, and it was called Lakeview.
Lakeview, Seafy, yeah, it was run by an old, well, I don't know why I said old, forget about it. He was a Marine Corps baker, was his background. And he opened that place up, and he used to bake his own bread, and it would be like a regular loaf of white bread, except that he would not have it sliced. And he would cut off the top, dig out most of the middle, load it with fried seafood, and then send it out. And it was enough for like three or four people, except some people ate the whole thing. it was amazing.
Back in the day, we had a family of five, and we had three young kids. We were in 12 to 9, up in that age group. And that shrimp boat, or oyster boat, whatever you got, would feed us all.
Oh, yeah, it was enormous and very good, too. Always very good.
It was excellent. Yeah. But what was really good about it was that he took and he put butter all around the outside of the bread. So when you were finished eating the seafood, the bread was just as good as the seafood.
Yeah, pretty much. That's true. That was a kick of a place. You want to hear a good story about him? The guy's name was Charlie Smith.
Well, let me tell you something. I'll get to interrupt you, but the reason why I called was, because I wanted to know back in the day if any kind of way they had a dress code for that place.
No, you must have heard my story about that before.
No, but I want to hear it again because you say call on anything, and I want you to cheer me up because that story, every time you tell it, for people that have never heard it, I love them to hear it. So could you just
I was ready to go with it, and here we go. Short story. I'm in there one day standing in line to put in an order at the counter, which is basically how it worked. They had a payphone that actually sat on the counter. It wasn't tacked to the wall. It was set on the counter. And it was a payphone, so he didn't have to pay a phone bill, basically. He actually got a commission off of people who were using it. So anyway, I'm in there once, and I'm waiting in line, and the phone rang, and he picked it up, and he said, yeah, Lakeview Seafood. We opened late. You don't have to, what? Huh? What? Oh, dress code? What? Dress code? What, yeah, you can come in your drawers if you want to here. Those exact words. Other than that, the guy was, even in that way, he was very very charming and funny. But that was the kind of place he ran. His food was fantastic.
My family loved it. I was young, but my mom and dad took us there. But that story, I think that tells the whole story about the place. You can come in your drawers if you want. He didn't care.
Yeah, that's about right. Well, thanks for giving me an excuse to tell that story.
Well, I love hearing it because, when you're having a bad day, you want to get cheered up, that's what I do. I call you and tell me a good story.
That's part of my job. Yeah, thank you. Michael is here. Michael, welcome.
Hey, Tom, how are you?
Hi there. I'm doing great. What
Do
about
I have
you?
To, I'm great. Do I have to turn my radio off? Or?
I can't hear it, so you're okay.
Okay, good. I went to Irene's on Saturday night with another couple, my wife and I, and it was outstanding. I got, and I usually get Italian food when I go to Irene's, but I got the filet. It melted in my mouth. It was unbelievable.
Now, let me ask you, can I ask you a question?
Ask me anything you want.
Just very briefly, was this the first time you've been there since they moved?
Oh, no. I've been there
a few times.
It's beautiful inside. The bar is beautiful, packed. Yeah. And Orlando is one of the waiters, but he was the maitre d' that night. And I've known him for many years. He used to work at Houston's. That's where I met him. And he's been with Miss Irene for quite a while. And I text him, and he gets me in. I try to give him a week's notice. But it was the service, the food, the atmosphere is outstanding. And the last time I went there, not this time, he introduced me to Miss Irene. What an absolutely charming lady. She was just such a wonderful person.
And a great restaurateur and a great chef, and her food was always, and still is.
It is.
Absolutely great. I mean, just everything on that menu, no matter how strange it might seem, you know, duck with bacon around it, or, you know, all kind of stuff.
It was great.
It was all fantastic, every bit of it.
And my wife got fettuccine with large shrimp, and she doesn't eat a lot, so we brought it home. And I ate it last night for dinner. And it was just as good as the day she got it because we heated it up. It was outstanding. So I just want to give a shout out to Irene's. It was unbelievable. Very good.
I'm glad to hear that. I'm running really late about getting over there and trying it. But I have no doubt that it's going to be terrific. And also, that is not the easiest reservation in the world to get. Weekends particularly, they pack that place. And it's not that big to begin with.
No. Even though it's very busy, they're very personal. It's got a good wine list. It's not crazy like Emerald's wine list, where it's Emerald's wine list. My wife and I went there the Friday before, and it's that wine list is a novel. and it's very, very – they go from a moderate price to very expensive. But Irene's has a very nice small wine list, but it's very reasonable for the wines they have.
Yeah. Well, you know what she does is a simple thing, but it works like a dream, and that is most of her wines are Italian wines, and Italian wines tend not to be as expensive as French or even American. Even California wines are sometimes significantly more expensive than a comparable Italian wine. So I'm a big fan of Italian wine. Those people really know how to eat, and they really know how to drink, and the two go together beautifully.
That's true. One other thing, I know you've spoken, because I listen to you when I drive home from work.
I have spoken.
You're the best show on the radio in the evening, believe me.
Stop it. You know that's not true.
No, you are. And I wish more people would call. And you've lately said that it's hard to get people to call. And sometimes I think of calling, but then I rather listen. I guess people are embarrassed to call. I don't know why they don't call.
I don't know either. I mean, if you were to – and I'd like to do this with anybody listening who doesn't believe me. But if you called me right now with nothing on your mind at all, no restaurant report, no wine, no anything that's on your mind that would fit in our show, and I'll bet you within seconds we're going to be talking about food.
Right.
you can't avoid it.
My grown children make fun of me because every week I want to go out with them. They live in New Orleans, and I want to go out to a different restaurant or meet them somewhere. And they said, Dad, I can't believe you eat out as much as you do. And you don't weigh 350 pounds.
How old are these kids?
It's fun. 30 and 27.
Oh, for goodness sake.
30 years old and 27.
They're just that's ridiculous. You know that.
I know.
This next generation, they're always making life less fun for everybody.
Right. Well, no, they're
I'm kidding.
It's just,
I'm kidding. I'm joking.
Of, it's my social thing to do with them. Once a week, I like to meet them somewhere and have dinner and hang out, and it's a social event. That's what eating is.
Yeah, there you go.
Eating out is, I should say. Even at home, it's a social event. You make it a whole experience, and that's what's so great about your show. I love listening to you. I love hearing other people, what they've been to and where they've gone to and things like that. So just, you know, kudos to you.
Well, that's very nice of you to say, and thank you very much for that. I appreciate it.
You have a good evening.
You too. See ya. It's the food show. Bubbles and Burgers, that's what's going on over here at the Roosevelt. We're coming to you live today from the Roosevelt Hotel. We're in the Fountain Lounge. This is their main restaurant that they and they're just now getting the first bunch of people coming in. I see some staffers here having a meeting about this new event that they are installing every Tuesday night. It's Bubbles and Burgers. The bubbles are champagne, real champagne, not nameless. Even from France, I mean, this is from the French region where champagne comes from. And then the burgers, they've put a lot of work into this. You can get a straight ahead right down the middle burger, but they have many others as well, including some obvious things like vegetarian burgers, but plenty more where all that came from. And I think you'd have a great time there. I know that in the times that we have dined here, it's been a lot of fun. This is right there in the middle of the Roosevelt Hotel, which this year is celebrating 125 years. And great to be part of this because WWL Radio, which is the spring from which all of our everything flows, they were in the hotel for a long, long time. That's where the radio station was. That's where we operated for ages. So, and that's where we are today. We'd love to hear from you. Our number is 260-6368. That's 260-MENU. And my challenge is up there that I gave just a few minutes ago. I challenge you to call me up with nothing on your mind at all. No question to ask, no comment to make, just complete blank. In your mind, good place to be sometimes. You can rest that way. And I tell you that we will be having a conversation almost immediately that will leave either one or both of us with a new idea for the next place to go out and eat or the next dish to do. Oh, it's the food show. I'm Tom Fitzmaurice. It's always wonderful to be here with you talking about the food scene around town. Let's see, calling us up on the green phone is Dave. Dave, welcome to the food show.
Hello, Tom.
Hello, Dave. What's happening?
Well, trying to use this new technology, the phone in the car thing, so hope you can hear me.
Yeah, I can hear you fine, but they tell you not to do that.
Oh, really?
But it's okay with me. But the phone that I have, for example, will not allow me to dial in or out when the car is moving.
Well, I'm sitting here waiting while my wife is shopping so we can go to eat.
Oh, lucky you.
Yeah.
Where are you going?
We're headed over to North Shore Empress. We're on the North Shore.
Oh, yeah, that's a good place. It's a really nice-looking restaurant, and their menu is half Chinese and half Vietnamese, more or less, and the Vietnamese side is better. That's my experience.
For the folk.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, it's certainly with the rain and the cold and all that, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. One thing I am calling, last week you were talking about the pompano.
Yes.
I'm calling you because you're a mature man. What was the name of the restaurant on the West Bank by the bridge that used to, they had the best pompano in the bag? Do you remember?
They were by the Berdue's. Berdue's was the guy who owned Berdue's, whose name eludes me at the moment. I want to say it was Joe, but I'm not sure. That was his last name, though. Berdue, B-E-R-D-O-U, and he was formerly a cook at Galatoire's, and he decided to open his own restaurant in the 50s. I think it was he and his wife. And she ran the dining room. He was in the kitchen all the time. She was the boss. They had rules coming out of rules over there. If you, they had an anti-blue jean regulation. And even if you were a three-year-old boy, if you were wearing overalls, yeah, sorry, go somewhere else. Yeah. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. Well, that was the old days, too, in a lot of places.
It sure was, yeah. Yeah, I wish we'd have a little more of it, but, there's, kids, for goodness sake.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of Galatoire, we did Galatoire instead of watching the Super Bowl.
And, good move.
It was typical. It was the standard good long drinks and meals. So it was a good day.
Yeah.
But just wanted to call you and ask you about that.
Well, thank you. I'm glad you did. You're always welcome.
All right.
Thank you.
Tom,
see you. It's the food show. I move over to Jerry here, who is calling us on the Brown phone. Jerry?
Hello, Tom. Hi, Tom.
Hello, Jerry. Hi there.
I wonder if you're up for the challenge. I'm actually walking, taking my daily walk through Waterford Park right now.
Great idea.
And I'm not, well, it's really empty. It's kind of nice.
And cold and wet.
It is, and I kind of like walking when it's like this a little bit. But the reason I'm calling, well, I'm not totally mindless, so I'm not that much of a challenge. But I did have one question. Okay, I'm 65, so I remember when I was about 10 or 12 years old, so that's 50 years ago or better.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
There was a restaurant on Calhoun Street near Claiborne across from the Frost Stop that's on that corner, and it was a seafood restaurant.
Yeah.
And I want to say it was named Bud's, but I'm not 100% sure, but I loved it.
You're exactly right. That is the name of it, Bud's. And the strange thing is that it became a Bud's Broiler, but the original name was Bud's, and that was for the Bud's Seafood is how they went. And they were famous because they had those seafood boats where they'd take a whole loaf of bread, hollow it out, toast it with garlic butter, and then fill it up with fried seafood, fried oysters, fried everything else.
Wow.
And it was a good place. They also did real good boiled seafood there.
Oh, yeah. Well, and I think they even had an oyster bar, if I'm not mistaken. But
I think they did.
Back then, to go out to dinner was a real treat. Didn't happen often, but that was our place. When Mom and Dad said, let's go, we ended up at Bud's, and it was, to this day, 50 years later, it still sticks in the mind. So I thought I'd share that with you for a second.
Well, good. But I'm glad you did. It's a great story, but no one has mentioned that restaurant in a long, long time. But I remember it well on Calhoun Street, right off Claiborne.
I knew you would. There you go. I appreciate it. Okay.
Well, good. I'm glad you called. Thank you.
I am too. Thanks, Tom.
We're running, believe it or not, a little low on time, but we've got time to talk to Casey, more than enough. Casey, welcome.
Hello, Tom.
Hello, Casey. Welcome to the food show.
Thank you. I'm taking my wife out to the Louisiana Philharmonic concert in Covington on Friday evening.
And
you'll
love
that. I wanted to go out to dinner afterwards, but the only problem is we'll be finished with the concert probably about 9:30. And every restaurant I see closes at 10 o'clock.
Hopeless.
And I don't want to.
Hopeless.
And I don't want to be that guy who shows up 5 minutes before the kitchen closes, and wants a full meal.
Yeah.
Is there any place for late night eating in Covington?
I wish I had a good answer for you, but I don't really. They have. Well, one place that I know is going to be open anyway is the Chimes. My wife, who I think is sitting here somewhere, there she is, right there. The Chimes, it's a sports bar. It's a big place. Mm-hmm. It's a really great looking place. And their food is, but that I do know they're open that late. They stay open pretty late.
Or maybe buttermilk, 24-hour buttermilk, donut shop.
Well, could be. Zia is open,
late. Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. Over on,
that's an idea.
Yeah, on US 190. And let's see, who else? A gentleman here is looking for a restaurant that he can go to after the concert, after the LPO concert next week or whenever it is. And but at 9:30 at night. Wait, where?
Chimes is open till 2 a.m.
Chimes is open till 2 in the morning. So, yeah, I knew they were set up. But don't get ready for – what? Forks and Corks, is they open after 9:30. That's the problem. Well, I don't know, but I'll tell you what. I'll find out, and I'll have one for you tomorrow if you call, if you got time.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Casey, and we have run out of time. You know it's time for the show to end when my wife shows up. Hi, dear. Stay tuned. More of the food show coming. As a matter of fact, the 2 hours we already did, we're going to do them again for you, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow about the eating scene. Coming to you live from Bubbles and Burgers in the Roosevelt Hotel here in Old New Orleans.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.